所以弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Sisters, 平安。
我们一起来祷告。
Let us pray.
爱我们的父神，感谢你再次带领我们到主面前来歌颂赞美你。
Dear loving God, thank you for bringing us in front of you to praise and worship you.
求主你的灵打开我们的心，来明白主你话语中的奥秘。
Pray that your spirit open our hearts so we can understand the mystery of your word.
祷告奉告耶稣基督的圣名。
Praise in Jesus' name.
Amen. 耶稣在三十岁的时候出来传讲上帝国的福音三年之久。
When Jesus, at the age of 30, he came out to preach the gospel, about God's kingdom for 3 years.
耶稣大部分的时间是在北部加利利的地区传讲神国的福音。
Jesus spent most of the time in the north, in the area of Galilee to preach the gospel.
到最后的阶段的时候，他开始往南部移动，要到耶路撒冷去。
But at a later stage, he started moving south to toward Jerusalem.
耶稣到耶路撒冷最终的目的，就是要为了世上的人啊，被钉在十字架上来赎罪啊，三天后复活。
His ultimate purpose was to die for our sins on the crucified on the cross and resurrection 3 days later.
使徒行传第一章三节说，他受害之后，用许多的凭据将自己活活的显给使徒看，四十天之久，向他们显现，讲说上帝国的事。
In Acts 1:3, after his suffering, he presented himself to them and gave many convincing proof that he was alive. He appeared to them over a period of 40 days and spoke about the kingdom of God.
这节经文告诉我们，当耶稣受害复活之后，他将在世上四十天之久，然后升天回到父神那边。
The scripture tells us that after his crucifixion, he was going to resurrect and appear to us for 40 days and then ascend back to the heaven.
路加九章五十一到五十三节说，耶稣被接升天的日子快到了，他决心朝耶路撒冷去，于是派人先走。他们来到撒玛利亚的一个村庄，要替耶稣准备一切。可是那地方的人不欢迎他，因为他显然是朝着耶路撒冷去的。
And then, as we read in Luke chapter 9:51-53, as the time approached for him to be taken up to heaven, Jesus resolutely set out for Jerusalem, and he sent messengers on ahead, who went into a Samaritan village to get things ready for him. But the people there did not welcome him because he was heading for Jerusalem.
耶稣最先到耶路撒冷去，在那里他将被受害的，就像使徒行传第一章第三节所说，他受害复活四十天之后，他将被接到天上神的地方。
And again, Jesus was determined to go to Jerusalem, and there he was about to be crucified. And just like Acts 1:3 tells us, he was going to resurrect after 40 days, he was going to ascend back to heaven.
所以耶稣这一次到耶路撒冷去是最后的一次。
So this was the last time that Jesus was going to visit Jerusalem.
他从北要下到南部去，他要经过撒玛利亚的地区。
And to go from north to the south, he has to pass through Samaria.
所以圣经告诉我们说，耶稣就先派他的门徒到撒玛利亚去那边。订旅馆、客栈或是民宿。
So then he sent his disciples to go ahead to Samaria to reserve rooms for them.
但是撒玛利亚人呢不接待他，撒玛利亚人不租给他们住宿的地方。
But the Samaritans, they did not welcome them and did not want them to stay.
为什么呢？
So why is that?
因为撒玛利亚人跟犹太人之间有种族的仇恨。
Because there are racial hatred between the Samaritans and the Jews.
他们彼此之间互相打交道。
They didn't associate with each other.
撒玛利亚人不愿意来接待耶稣，这件事情让他的门徒很不高兴。
Because Samaritans didn't welcome the Jesus and his disciples, this made the disciples really unhappy.
路加九章五十四节说，他的门徒雅各、约翰看见了，就说主啊，你要我们吩咐火从天上降下来，烧灭他们，像以利亚所做的吗？
So in verse 54, when the disciples James and John saw this, they asked, Lord, do you want us to call fire down from heaven to destroy them?
门徒要求耶稣赐给他们显神迹的权柄，使他们能够来呼唤天火降下来，将那些撒玛利亚人给他们烧灭。
So the disciples asked Jesus to give them the power to perform miracles so that they could call fire down from heaven to destroy the Samaritans.
因为在历史上曾经就在这个撒玛利亚这个地方发生 一件非常重大的事。
Because in history, there was a great event that happened in Samaria.
那个背景就是在列王记下第一章十二节说，以色列王亚哈谢从撒玛利亚王宫顶上的阳台摔下来。受了重伤，他派人去求问腓力士以格伦城的神巴利西布，要知道他能不能康复。
And that event was recorded in 2 Kings, and as we read in chapter 1, verse 1 through 2, now Ahaziah had fallen through the lattice of his upper room in Samaria and injured himself, so he sent messengers saying to them, Go and consult Baal Zeba.The God of Ekron, to see if I will recover from this injury.
Yahasheh 王做了一件得罪神的事，就是因为他不去求问以色列的神上主，他去求告异教的神明。
Here, King Ahaziah did something to offend God because he didn't ask the God of Israel. He asked idols of different religions.
所以神告诉以利亚先知去告诉王的使者来传达信息给王说，你的伤好不了，你一定死。
So God told Prophet Elijah to tell the king's messenger to tell the king that he will never leave the bed and he will certainly die.
当亚哈谢王听了这个信息之后，非常的不高兴所以王派了一个军官带着五十名的兵要去捉拿以利亚先知。
The king Ahaziah was very unhappy when he heard this, so he sent 50 soldiers to arrest the prophet Elijah.
列王记下第一章第十节以利亚说，如果我是圣人，愿我从天上降下来烧死你和你的部下，我立刻从天降下来烧死那军官和他的部下。
In verse 10, Elijah answered the captain, If I'm a man of God, may fire come down from heaven and consume you and your 50 men. Then fire fell from heaven and consumed the captain and his men.
接着十一节说，王另外又派一个军官带领五十名随从去对以利亚说，圣人啊，王命令你马上下来。
Then in verse 11, at this, the king sent to Elijah another captain with his 50 men. The captain said to him, Man of God, this is what the king says, come down at once.
结果第二批的人遭受跟第一批的人同样的命运。
But at the end, the second group met the same fate as the first group.
以利亚先知吩咐火从天上再降下来，把王所差来的那个前后两批的人都烧死。
Prophet Elijah asked for fire to be fallen from the heaven to destroy the first and second group.
耶稣的门徒很清楚知道八百五十年以前以利亚先知在撒玛利亚所行的这件事。
Jesus' disciples were very clear that 850 years ago, Prophet Elijah did this very thing in Samaria.
因此现在又在撒玛利亚城遇到了这些人不愿意接待耶稣。
And now in Samaria, they encountered this group that's unwilling to host them.
这些人不欢迎耶稣。
They didn't welcome Jesus.
门徒的心里很不高兴。
The disciples were very unhappy.
他们认为这些人应该死。
They thought that these people deserved to die.
所以门徒对耶稣说，路加福音第九章五十四节，主啊，你要我们呼唤天上的火来消灭他们吗？
So then back in Luke 9:54, Lord, do you want us to call fire down from heaven to destroy them?
接着耶稣转过身来责备他们。
But Jesus turned and rebuked them.
很明显的，耶稣与门徒们对撒玛利亚人不接待、不欢迎耶稣，完全不同的看法与反应。
So it's very clear that Jesus had a totally different view and reaction toward the Samaritans not welcoming them.
路加福音的作者啊，我们从路加第九章与路加第十章的前后经文的安排来明白啊耶稣对撒玛利亚人的态度。
In Luke chapter 9 and chapter 10, we could understand what Jesus thinks of the Samaritans.
所以我们从这件事上来了解耶稣的心肠。
And from this, we could try to understand the mind of Jesus.
第一，面对现今的时代。
First message is facing today's age.
路加第九章五十三、五十四节说：“可是那地方的人不欢迎他，因为他显然是朝着耶路撒冷去的。”当然，门徒雅各和约翰看见这情形，就说出啊：“你要我们啊呼唤天上火来消灭他们。”
And again in Luke 9:53-54, but the people there did not welcome him, because he was heading to Jerusalem. When the disciples James and John saw this, they asked, Lord, do you want us to call fire down from heaven to destroy them?
和本的圣经啊多加说像以利亚所做的嘛。
And the Chinese Union Version Bibles added, just like Prophet Elijah did.
撒玛利亚人当天不欢迎，不接待耶稣。
In that day, Samaritans did not welcome, did not host Jesus.
对门徒而言，那些撒玛利亚人啊，跟他们的信仰不一样。
And to the disciples, the faith of the Samaritans were different from their faith.
这些撒玛利亚人他们不信靠耶稣。
They didn't trust in Jesus.
他们不像门徒他们那样热心的来跟随主，来爱主。
They weren't like the disciples, how they zealously followed the Lord and loved the Lord.
在耶稣门徒当中啊，算是两位核心的人物，所以对耶稣说：“主啊，你要我们呼唤天上的火来消灭他们。”
And among the disciples, those two who were considered nucleus of the group, asked Jesus, "Do you want us to call fire down from heaven to destroy them?"
以上这段经文。对我们热心跟随主、爱主的人，一个很大的提醒。
And this scripture here is a really big reminder for us who follow and love Jesus.
我们不可曲解主的意思。
We shouldn't misinterpret what the Lord means.
耶稣没有遵循门徒说啊，是的。他们实在是太恶劣了。
And Jesus did not approve their request that they were too evil.
耶稣没有说这些撒玛利亚人他们实在是眼中无珠啊，不知道我是谁。
And Jesus didn't tell them how dare they not know who I am.
我是全能的神，道成肉身到这世界上来，啊，你们竟敢不欢迎我，不接待我。
Jesus didn't say that, hey, I'm the Almighty God who took the form of flesh to this world. How dare you not welcome me and not host me?
耶稣没有说，好吧，那这样我就是给你们权柄啊，吩咐天火从上面降下来，消灭他们。
And Jesus didn't say, okay, I'll give you the power to call the fire from heaven to burn them.
耶稣没有这样子做，耶稣反而转过身来责备他们。
But Jesus didn't do that. Jesus turned and rebuked them.
我们活在这个充满着苦难、暴力的世界。
We live in this world that's filled with suffering and troubles.
根据犹太人的历史家约瑟夫的记载，当罗马军在公元70年进入耶路撒冷的时候，杀死了1100万犹太人。
According to the Jewish historian Josephus, in 70 AD, the Romans entered Jerusalem and killed 1.1 million Jews.
第二次大战的时候，希特勒纳粹政权屠杀了600万犹太人。
In the Second World War, the Nazis led by Hitler, they massacred 6 million Jews.
在公元633年，回教在阿拉伯半岛兴起的时候，也大屠杀犹太人。
In 633, with the rise of Islam in the Arabian Peninsula, Jews were slaughtered.
从1958年到1962年，中国大饥荒，从自然的大灾难与毛泽东的政权，总共死了3600万人。
And the Great Chinese Famine from 1958 to 1962 killed 36 million people from combined natural disasters and the communist policies of Mao Zedong.
1970年，柬埔寨恐怖的政权 Pol Pot 独裁者杀死了200万人民。
In 1970, in Cambodia, the terrible dictator Pol Pot killed 2 million people.
第二次世界大战的爆发，总共死了超过6000万人。
In the Second World War, more than 60 million people lost their lives.
十四世纪在欧洲所发生的黑死病啊，蔓延欧洲，死去了人口的60%。
And the bubonic plague called the Black Death spread through Europe in the 14th century and killed about 60% of the population.
在五年里面几乎死了2000万。
About 20 million people died within 5 year time span.
我们从以上这些事件当中看到啊，这个世界实在是充满着许多的苦难。
We see from all these events that this world is filled with all different sufferings.
除了自然的灾难之外，我们也看到这个暴力倾向的啊世界，当人曲解了真理的时候，可能造成极大的伤害与悲剧。
And aside from natural disasters, we also see that in this violence-prone world, when people misinterpret truth, and what kind of tragedy and pain it leads to.
比如刚才所提到，在14世纪。欧洲发生的黑死病瘟疫，犹太人被责怪是导致这瘟疫的结果，所以因为这样，好几千啊犹太人被杀。
And just like what we described in the 14th century, the Jews were blamed for the spread of the outbreaks of the plague, and therefore tens of thousands of Jews were murdered.
当那些撒玛利亚村庄的人不愿意接待耶稣的时候，门徒想使用属灵的权柄呼唤天上的火来烧灭他们。
And when the Samaritan village was not willing to receive Jesus, the disciples wanted to rely on the spiritual authority to call the fire to destroy them.
所以耶稣来责备他们。
So Jesus rebuked them.
路加作者在安排福音书记载的时候啊，第九章，刚才我们所说记载耶稣定义往耶路撒冷去。
When the author of Luke was writing this gospel in chapter 9, Jesus was determined to go to Jerusalem. He had to pass through Samaria.
他必须经过撒玛利亚城，但是那里的人不接待、不欢迎他。啊，门徒想要呼唤天火来烧死他们，耶稣责备他们。
But the Samaritans did not welcome Jesus and his disciples, and the disciples wanted to call fire to destroy them, but Jesus rebuked them.
所以在第十章，路加来安排耶稣来问一个法律师，对整个律法的教导的重点是在哪里。
Then in chapter 10, Luke describes this story about a law teacher asking Jesus, what is the law, the God of, what is the emphasis of God's law?
路加第十章二十七节，那位律法师回答说：“你要以全部的心意、情感、力量和理智爱主你的上帝，也要爱邻人，像爱自己一样。”
Then we read in Luke 10:27 that man he answered, "Love the Lord with your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, and with all your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself."
耶稣将神的律法啊缩减至爱神爱人，总结一个字就是爱。
And Jesus summarized God's laws into just loving God and loving people, and in short, just love.
约翰福音十六章三十三节，耶稣说：“在世上你们有苦难，你们可以放心，我已经胜了世界。”
In John 16:32, Jesus said, "In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world."
耶稣来到世界上的目的，就是为了要将平安带到这苦难的世界。
And the purpose of Jesus coming to this world is to bring peace into this world of suffering.
神在耶稣基督里临到这个世界，要将神的爱、平安带到这个苦难的世界。
And Jesus Christ descended to this world to bring God's love and God's peace into the suffering world.
因此，我们作为神的儿女的人的使命，就是将耶稣基督救赎的爱与平安带到这苦难的世界。
And therefore, as God's children, our commission is to bring Jesus Christ the love of salvation and peace to the suffering world.
第二，了解主的心意。
And second is to understand Jesus' desires.
当那位法律师啊，他是神的律法教训的专家或是权威。
When the law teacher, he was an expert in God's law.
他要来试探耶稣。
He came to test Jesus.
请教耶稣有关永生信仰的事。
He wanted to ask Jesus about eternity and about faith.
圣经说他想从耶稣的答案当中来找漏洞来控告耶稣。
What he was trying to do is trying to look for holes in Jesus' answers so he could use them to accuse him.
在路加十章二十六节，耶稣问他说：“啊，法律上说的是什么？啊，你是怎样解释的呢？”
In 10:20, says Jesus asked him, "What is written in this law?" He replied, "How do you read it?"
意思，摩西的律法啊，指圣经里面所说的重点是什么呢
？So meaning, what are the main points in the laws of Moses?
路加十章二十七节，那个人回答说：“你要以全部的心意、情感、力量和理智爱主你的上帝，也要爱邻人像爱自己一样。”
So he answered, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, with all your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself."
这位律法师给耶稣一个正确的答案。
So this law teacher gave Jesus the correct answer.
我们应当以爱神爱人的原则来解释圣经神的话语。
We should interpret the God's word in the Bible on the basis of loving God and loving people.
但是我们发现是人这位律法师啊，对神的诫命啊的权威啊，虽然知道应当以爱神爱人的原则来解释圣经。
But even though here we clearly see that this law teacher, he understands to interpret the Bible using the principles of loving God and loving people.
但是他对爱的解释的范围太狭窄了。
But his explanation of love was too narrow.
他认为他的邻人、邻居、邻舍就是住在他的邻居这些犹太人的同胞。
He thought his neighbor simply meant his Jewish neighbors next door.
所以耶稣讲了一个好的撒玛利亚人的比喻。
So Jesus used the parable of the Good Samaritan.
有一个人从耶路撒冷下到雅利哥去。
There was a man who went from Jerusalem down to Jericho.
落在强盗的手中。
He fell in the hands of the thieves.
他们把他打得半死，并抢他，把他，并且把他丢在路旁。
They beat that man half to death and took his things and threw him on the side of the road.
首先一个犹太人的宗教领袖祭司啊，从那一条路经过看见了啊，就从另一边走过去。
So first came was the priest, a Jewish priest, and saw, went down that wall, saw him, and then took another route.
啊，同样又有一位利未族的犹太人也从那里经过啊，看着那位被抢的犹太人呢啊，这个啊，他也从另外一边走过去。
And then came another Jewish man from the tribe of Levi, and he saw that man laying there and also took another route.
可是有一位犹太人所看不起的撒玛利亚人从那里经过。
But then there's a Samaritan man who the Jews didn't look down upon.
一看见他就动了慈心。
And Samaritan, when the man saw him, he took pity on him.
于是耶稣对那位律法师说，你想这三个人哪一个是落在强盗手中的邻舍呢？
So then Jesus asked that man, which of these three do you think was a neighbor to the man who fell into the hands of the robbers?
他说怜悯他的。
And then the expert replied, the one who had mercy on him.
耶稣说你照样行吧。
So Jesus told him, go and do likewise.
耶稣也是借着这个比喻要让他的门徒来知道应当以爱的原则来解释神的话。
And through this parable, Jesus wanted his disciples to understand that they should interpret God's word with the principle of love.
耶稣要开阔他们的眼界，去看到撒玛利亚人也是他们的邻舍。
Jesus wanted to open up their perspectives to see that the Samaritans are also their neighbors.
他们也要去赦免他们，去爱他们。
They are also to forgive them and to love the Samaritans.
并不是吩咐火从天上降下来烧灭他们。
Instead of asking the fire to come down from heaven to destroy them.
约翰福音第三章十六十七节说，神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不是灭亡，反得永生。因为神差他的儿子啊降世，不是要定世人的罪，乃是要世人因他得救。
John 3:16-17. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him.
神在耶稣基督里到这个世上来的心意，不是要灭人的生命，反而是要人因他得救。
God came to this world not to destroy the lives of people, but to save.
我们作为神的儿女的人，必须经常的来被提醒主的心意，并且切实的去实现耶稣基督的旨意在这世上。
And as God's children, we need to constantly remind ourselves of what Jesus' desires are and to fulfill his will in this world.
最后，照着主的怜悯去行。
Finally, do according to the Lord's mercy.
当耶稣讲了撒玛利亚人的比喻，问那位律法师说，那三个人当中哪一个是落在强盗手中的邻舍呢？
So after talking about the parable of the Good Samaritan, Jesus asked a law expert, who among the three was the neighbor?
路加十章三十七节，他说是怜悯他的。耶稣说，你去照样行吧。
And the expert replied, the one who had mercy on him. So Jesus told him, go and do likewise.
多少时候我们就像耶稣的门徒不能够去明白主的心意。
And how often are we just like the disciples that we cannot understand what the Lord wants?
我们失去了怜悯的心，我们忙于定罪别人。
We lost that heart of mercy and we're so busy judging others.
耶稣的门徒遭受到被人的冷淡，不受欢迎，不接待他们就想呼唤天上的火来烧灭那一些反对他们的。
So Jesus and his disciples, they were ignored, they were not welcomed, they were not received. The disciple wanted to call for the heavenly fire to destroy who were against them.
当然，我们感谢主，耶稣的门徒在那阶段那种的想法， 但是后来他们的生命改变了后来他们真正的能够来明白主的心意。
But we thank the Lord that even though, although at the time Jesus' disciples were thinking that way at that stage, but their lives were changed. They're, and finally, they were able to understand the desires of the Lord.
他们最后能够以主的爱去爱人，去怜悯人，去宣扬耶稣基督的福音，甚至最后为了福音的缘故来殉教。
And ultimately, they were able to love others and take pity on others with the Lord's love to preach gospel.The Lord's gospel, and at the end, even die for the gospel.
弥迦第六章第八节说：“世人啊，耶和华已经指示你何为善，他向你所要的是什么呢？只要你行公义，好怜悯，存谦卑的心，与你的神同行。”
And Micah 6:8 says, "He has shown you, O mortal, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you?"To act justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly with your God.
在约翰福音第八章一到十一节里面记载一段耶稣在地上写字。
In John, chapter 8, verses 1 through 11, records the story of Jesus writing on the floor.
有一次，文士跟法利赛人带着一位奸淫被抓的妇女来站在耶稣的面前。
So this one time, the Pharisees brought a woman who was caught performing the act of adultery in front of Jesus.
就对耶稣说，夫子，这妇人是正行淫之时被拿的。摩西在法律上吩咐我们把这样的妇人用石头打死。你说，该把她怎样呢？
So they said to Jesus, Teacher, this woman was caught in the act of adultery, and the law of Moses commanded us to stone such women. What do you say?
圣经告诉我们，耶稣没有回答他们。
The Bible tells us that Jesus did not respond to them.
约翰第八章第六节说，耶稣弯着腰，用指头在地上画字。
And verse 6 tells us that Jesus bent down and started to write on the ground with his finger.
耶稣用他的手指在地上写字他们一直地问着耶稣他们应当如何来处置这个妇女。
Jesus was just writing on the ground with his finger, but they kept asking what to do with the woman.
耶稣说，你们当中是谁没有罪的，就可以先拿石头打他。
Then Jesus finally said, those who of you are without sin can cast the first stone.
然后耶稣继续用他的手指在地上写字。
And then Jesus continued to write on the ground with his finger.
他们听了耶稣的话，谁是没有罪的，可以这个先拿石头打死他。耶稣又用他的手指头在地上写字。他在地上写字的时候，这些人一个一个都溜走。
When they heard Jesus' response that those of you without sin can cast the first stone, they left one after the other, and Jesus continued to write.
圣经学者告诉我们，当时那一些的文士是专门抄写圣经的人，法律赛人，他们对圣经的法律、圣经是非常熟悉的人。
And the biblical scholars tell us that the scribes and the Pharisees at the time, they're very, very knowledgeable about the teachings in the Bible.
当耶稣用手指在地上写字的时候，他们熟悉神在历史上曾经一次用他的手指在地上写字。
And when Jesus is writing with his finger on the ground, they're familiar with the event in the history. God also used his finger to write on the wall.
我们回去可以仔细的在但以理书第五章那边去读，在第五章第一到第四节说，有一天晚上，伯沙撒王，就是巴比伦王，邀请一千名大臣来参加盛大的宴会，饮酒作乐。正当大家畅饮的时候，伯沙撒下令把他父亲尼布甲尼撒从耶路撒冷圣殿抢来的 金杯银碗搬出来，好让他们，他和他的大臣妻妾妃嫔用来喝酒。侍从立刻把那些金银的杯碗搬出来，让他们用来喝酒。他们一面喝一面歌颂那些用金银铁铜铁木石头制造的神明。
So we could also read the story more carefully on our, in our own time in Daniel chapter 5. Daniel chapter 5, 1 through 4. King Belshazzar gave a great banquet for 1,000 of his nobles and drank wine with them. While Belshazzar was drinking his wine, he gave orders to bring in the gold and silver goblets that Nebuchadnezzar, his father, had taken from the temple in Jerusalem, so that the king and his nobles, his wives, his concubines might drink from them. So they brought in the gold goblets that had been taken from the temple of God in Jerusalem, and the king and his nobles and his wives and his concubines drank from them. As they drank the wine, they praised the gods of gold and silver, of bronze, iron, wood, and stone.
历史家记载，这件事发生在主前539年10月11日至12日之间。
So the historians, they know that it happened before Christ at 539 BC in the month of October, between 10th and 12th.
巴比伦王将他父亲从耶路撒冷圣殿里所抢来的那一些用品就是在耶路撒冷这个圣殿里面敬拜神那些神圣的器具拿来喝酒歌颂别的神明。
So the king took the cups of the goblets of gold from the temple in Jerusalem and used those to drink wine and to praise other gods.
这表示他们对耶和华上帝的亵渎。
And this is a blasphemy towards the Lord.
伯沙撒王大大的得罪了神。
And King Belshazzar greatly offended God.
所以但以理书第五章五到六节说，忽然间有一只人手出现，用指头在王宫的分墙上那灯光照着最亮的地方写字。王看见那只在写字的手，立刻脸色变白，双膝都是这个颤抖。
As we read in the following verses, suddenly the fingers of a human hand appeared and wrote on the plaster of the wall near the lampstand in the royal palace. The king watched the hand as it wrote. His face turned pale and he was so frightened that his legs became weak and his knees were knocking.
那只手指头在壁上写什么字呢？
So what was the finger writing on the wall?
在25-26节说，这些字是数算、数算、称一称、分裂、数算，意思是神已经数算你的国的日子，使国运终止。称一称，意思你被放在秤上称的，称出你的分量不够。分裂，意思你的国要分裂归给米底亚人和波斯人。
So then we could read starting in verse 25. This is the inscription that was written. Many, many tekel parson. Here's what these words mean. Many, God has numbered the days of your reign and brought it to an end. Tekel, you have been weighed on scales and found wanting. Peres, your kingdom is divided and given to the Medes and Persians.
意思就是说，伯沙撒，神已经数算你和你的国的年日到此为止。
So it means that God has numbered the days of King Belshazzar's reign.
你被放在天平上称一称，你的分量不够，你的国要分裂了。
And he was weighed on the scale, and his weight wasn't enough that his kingdom was going to be divided.
神的话语在当天晚上就实现了。
God's word was fulfilled that night.
当伯沙撒王与他的国里的1000个大臣，大家在喝酒宴乐的时候，在当天晚上，波斯王来攻打巴比伦。
When the king was drinking with his 1,000 nobles, that night the Persians attacked Babylon.
当晚，巴比伦王波沙撒被暗杀，62岁的米底亚人大流士夺取了政权。
And that night, that very night, Belshazzar, king of Babylonians, was slain, and Darius the Mede took over the kingdom at the age of 62.
所以圣经的学者解释说，耶稣当时代那些经学家、法律赛人都非常熟悉这个故事。
So back to this, the parable of Jesus. So the scholar explained that at the time, the scribes and the Pharisees were very, very familiar with the story.
所以当耶稣当时在地上用手指写字的时候，解经家解释可能耶稣就是在当时写着在当场那些人的名字。
So the biblical scholar explained that when Jesus was writing on the ground, perhaps they were writing the names of those people present.
以及写着那些当时写在巴比伦王宫墙上的那些字。
And also with the inscriptions that we just read in Daniel.
数算数算称一称。
Many, many tekel parson.
意思就是今天神将数算你的日子。
It means that today God is counting, is numbering your days.
你在神之公义的天平上称一称的时候，你的分量不够。
And when you're being weighed on by God's scale, when you're insufficient.
你在神的公义的要求下是多么的亏欠。
And under the standard of God's righteousness, how lacking we are.
意思像当时那些在场的人说，那你的日子今天要结束了。
Just like for those people at the time, that the day of your reign was going to be brought to an end.
因此，当时那些控告那一位淫妇的那一些人，他们觉得羞愧、害怕，一个一个溜走。
And therefore, at the time, those who were accusing the women, they were scared, and they left one after another.
诗篇76篇第七节说，上帝啊，你可畏可敬，你发怒的时候，谁能在你面前站立得住呢？
Psalm 76:7, it is you alone who are to be feared. Who can stand before you when you're angry?
诗篇130篇第三节说，如果你记录我们的罪过，谁能逃脱惩罚呢？
In Psalm 133, if you, Lord, kept the record of sins, Lord, who can stand?
我们在神的面前实在是完全的蒙神的恩典。
In front of God, we are totally blessed with God's grace.
否则的话，如果神照着我们的罪过来对待我们的话，谁能够在神的面前站立得住呢？
So if God kept the record of our sins, who can stand in front of the Lord?
难怪当天那些犹太教的领导人物看见耶稣在地上写字的时候，他们一个一个赶快的溜开。
So it's no wonder that when they saw Jesus writing on the ground, they left one after another very quickly.
主耶稣基督怀着怜悯的心肠到这世界上来，爱我们每一个人，甚至为我们世界上的人来赎罪。
Jesus came to this world to love us with a merciful heart. Every single one of us was even willing to die on the cross for our sins.
今天我们都需要神救赎的恩典。
Today we all need the grace of salvation from Jesus.
我们都需要主的怜悯。
We all need the Lord's mercy.
已经过世的一个基督徒 Leonor Ravenhill， 他这么说：致富的人不需要祷告，自我满足的人将不会祷告，自我为义的人不能祷告。
So Leonard Ravenhill was a Christian author who since passed away. He once said, "The self-sufficient do not need to pray. Self-satisfied will not pray. The self-righteousness cannot pray.
但我们知道，在神的面前承认自己是罪人的，来到他的面前来祷告，来祈求神的怜悯，来祈求神的赦免。
But for those who admit that we're all sinners, we'll come in front of the Lord to pray for God's mercy and God's forgiveness.
我们都需要神的怜悯，神的赦免。
We all need God's mercy and forgiveness.
我们蒙神在耶稣基督里的爱与怜悯，所以我们也应当照着主的怜悯去怜悯人。
And because we're blessed with God and Jesus' love and mercy, we should do likewise to love others.
所以我们了解主耶稣基督的心肠，来面对今天这个时代，我们活在这个倾向暴力的时代，我们生活在这个苦难的世界里，但是我们知道耶稣来到这世上要将平安带到这个世上，我们也应当成为耶稣基督之和平的福音的使者。
Now that we understand the mind of Jesus facing today's age, living in this violence prone world and this world of sufferingWe understand that the purpose of Jesus coming to this world is to bring peace. Therefore, we should also become the messengers of Jesus Christ's peace and gospel.
我们了解主耶稣基督到这世界上来的心意，不是要定人的罪，乃是要因他得救。我们要热心的宣扬这个福音。
We know that Jesus came to this world not to condemn us, but to save us. Therefore, we need to spread His word.
我们照着主的怜悯来行，我们世人好像是被罪恶打倒在无望之中，不能够自救。神在基督里面来怜悯我们，把我们从罪中救赎出来。
And we should do according to God's mercy. We're beaten down by sin, cannot help ourselves. But God has mercy for us. He saves us from out of sin.
因此我们也照着主的怜悯去怜悯人，以主的爱去爱人。
So we have mercy for those as the Lord's mercy and love others as God loves us.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
爱我们的父神，我们感谢你在基督里来到世上爱我们。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you that Jesus came to this world to love us.
求主你的圣灵来convict, 来让我们知道我们在主的面前都是罪人。
And we pray that your spirit could help convict us to understand that we're all sinners.
我们是多么需要主你救赎的爱。
And how desperately we need your love and salvation.
也让我们能够以主你的爱去关心许多尚未认识主你救赎的爱的人。
And we could also to help us care for those who still don't know you with your love.
继续让我们教会在圣路易地区能够为主你的福音来做美好的见证。
And help this church here in St. Louis to be a beautiful testimony for your gospel.
我们祈求你让这个动乱不安的世界主你的平安，主你的公义来临到这个世界。
We ask for your righteousness and your peace to descend upon this chaotic world.
今天下午我们要召开小会，求主您让小会长老们大家能够从主您领受主您的爱，主您的智慧来服侍你在这个教会里面。
We also pray for your love and guidance in our sessions meeting today.
我们也感谢你弟兄姐妹大家成为一个非常美好的团队，在主你面前一起服侍。
We thank you for this wonderful teamwork that we have here in our congregation, so we could be a testimony for you.
在我们弟兄当中如果有遇到个人，无论是在家庭生活工作各方面的难处，求主你亲自的保守带领。
We also pray for your guidance and protection for those of us among us who have troubles in family or at work.
将主您的平安赐给每一位。
And grant us your peace.
祷告奉告耶稣基督的圣名。
Pray in Jesus' name.